Hello, this is Adrienne Burke. And if you're listening to this, you're probably somebody interested in universal design. But you might also call it inclusive design or adaptable design. But it's a little bit different from ADA, Americans with Disability Act, accessible design. And the real difference in it is that it's voluntary. Universal design, inclusive design, simply means design that doesn't leave anyone out. Everyone can make their way through, whether it is a commercial building, a residence, a medical building, in a way that does not embarrass them, that does not exhaust them, and that does not separate them from everybody else that they're with. And this includes travel, particularly hotel design. When people are getting together to have fun, to fulfill their bucket list of trips, perhaps for business travel, as many of us are continuing to work or even build businesses way after the usual 65 retirement age. But universal design or inclusive design is design that's really taken a hold with the baby boomer. No longer babies. We are still boomers. And the kind of boom that we bring to anything is usually our 78 million numbers here in the United States, 1 billion worldwide. And we tend to meld concepts. Universal design or accessibility or inclusiveness, we also meld in our own demands and in our own minds and in our own consumer tastes with luxury, relaxation, self-care, green, conservation, sustainability, all of what we might think at first are just buzzwords, really do translate into what our tastes are and what we're looking for when we select an accommodation at a hotel, at a temporary residence, and even in our home. And there comes the final piece of interest, the breakthrough, the difference of what's going on trend-wise now as never before. And that is that there's a nexus, a communication in our tastes between what's in our own home and what is in our hotel rooms or accommodation. We used to simply want to get away from it all. And today we're hearing more and more that the space in which we dwelled temporarily was not as good as, didn't have all the amenities of home. Travelers used to travel just so things would be different, and we still do. What we're looking for is different experiences, but not necessarily different design. And so while we would go to our hotel rooms and perhaps buy the bedding, or at least covet the coverlets, and wish we could take home the mattresses in which we experience such a great night's sleep, we're also going the other way. We're going to our hotel rooms and wondering why they're not as convenient, accessible, Wi-Fi, business-friendly, why the lighting isn't as good. And why when we go into our own bathrooms at home, we might have a steam room, aromatherapy, and amenities that are spa-like, and yet they're missing in our luxury hotel. And so what we're going to be doing today and in the next hour or so is we are going to be interviewing the experts in this field, the people who are at the forefront of melding the concepts of great home design, home amenity, home accommodation, and great commercial space, new building, hospitality, and hotel design and amenity. And we're going to start, and it really is no surprise, that we would be starting with Dan Reinhart, who's the Vice President of Sales for Mr. Steam, who has the packages that everybody wants, one for the home, one for the hotel. But other than the way they are sold, in the minds of the consumer, they really are the spa relaxation that they're looking for in their hotel accommodations and in their own home. And there's water conservation possibilities, self-healthcare possibilities with Mr. Steam. I will be speaking with Dan right now about all of these. Hi, Dan. Thank you for being with us on our audio tour of Universal Design.
Good morning, Adrienne. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine. And I want to jump right in because I'm very, very excited. I mean, I have used in our Forever Bathroom showroom and personally some of the wonderful Mr. Steam design products. And I'd like to start right away by you explaining both what you call the spa package and the butler's package. And is there any real difference in it? And also, what's the thinking behind the two packages?
Well, approximately about a year and a half ago, we started to rethink the way we presented Steambest to our customers. The idea was to go back to the original concept of steam back in ancient times as something that heals, and in turn to incorporate therapy into the marketing concept. And steam therapy became our mantra and buzzword. And in doing so, we wanted to consolidate what was good about therapy into packages that we could promote to our customers. And the spa package came about by blending aromatherapy, which is something that can and should be experienced each time you take a steam bath, chromotherapy, a concept of light therapy that heals, which originated in Asia and Europe and is becoming oh so popular over in the United States now, and in the end, music therapy. By putting these together and offering them to our customers to be purchased along with their steam bath, we took what was a somewhat black and white product and gave it color and fleshed it out for the consumer to the fact that, yes, you once went to this great day spa, experienced an aromatherapy massage, had a chromotherapy experience, and listened to great music, but you can do this every day in your home. And I think that concept of doing it every day in your home is very important because there are a lot of benefits to steam.
Now, this is a boomer product in my mind, but you've done all the market research. Who are you finding really respond to this and are putting it in their homes?
We typically find that your somewhat average portrait of a consumer might be somebody in the age range of about 40 to 65. Generally, it's done more on the remodeling side because when you build a home at first, the allowances that builders tend to give to customers preclude getting too elaborate in the bathroom. So when the customer decides to remodel, which a lot of people have done over the last few years because of home sales becoming somewhat stagnant, they tend to spend more money then, and they tend to want to put in the amenities that they missed when they first built the house. When you get into the other idea, the other package that you offered, the Butler package,
Yes. The
Butler package was designed to give the consumer all the best controls and maintenance features that we offer for our product in one box. You get the top line control, which will actually also interact with your spa package and control your aromatherapy experience and your chromotherapy experience. You get a auto flush, which automatically maintains the unit after each use. It drains it, keeps it empty, and always brings in fresh water to the steam bath, so you never have stale or stagnant water sitting in your tank, because many boomers have second homes, and these go into homes that they're at, say, 4 or 5 months out of the year, so it's important to get that water out of the tank and bring in fresh water. And even now, we've taken it a step further when you were talking about universal design to add a new product to our Butler package called a Steam Genie, which is a remote control where you can activate the steam bath from anywhere in the house within 100 feet of the steam shower. It kind of, I used to joke and say that before I had the Steam Genie that my wife was my remote control, but
right,
it only worked 2 out of 10 times, but now I get something that works every time perfectly, and I think it's great for people that don't necessarily want to step into their shower every time to activate their steam bath. They can be in a home gym on the treadmill finishing up their workout, and they can click their Steam Genie and start it up. They can be arguably driving home from work, coming in the driveway, hit your garage door opener, hit your Steam Genie, and start your steam bath up. The idea behind it was convenience for the consumer and also to simplify the whole installation process for the contractor that's going to end up doing the job.
And, of course, for accessibility, because we talk about adaptable design, and in our show bath, the Forever Bathroom, which Mr. Steam has participated in along with others that you're going to hear in this audio course, we look at what might happen to the boomer when they're 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 120, and going back and forth into the bathroom to set anything up could be a little bit of an extra chore. So with remote control, you go there one time. And if you have any mobility issues, you're not exhausting yourself just to get to your steam bath. Now, these are wonderful things that people are actually putting into their home. They are cost-effective. More and more people, as you're saying, are renovating their homes to age in place. So they are spending some money because they do see this as their last home. How does this translate to the hotel industry? Our marketing research here at Generation Bold shows us that 84% of pre-retirees, which is right in the age group that you gave us, Dan, say that their number one retirement priority is travel, which means that these are people who are going to have this either in their home or know of it if they haven't put it in their home already. And now they're going to their luxury hotel room or even mid-level hotel room. They're going to want to see this. Now, how has Mr. Steam interacted with the hospitality industry?
About 2.5 to 3 years ago, we sat down and started to create a marketing plan that sold the idea of steam baths to hotels. Steam baths in hotels has been a common occurrence when the hotel has a spa or a health club. You may find a commercial type steam bath in that application. When you get to the hotel suites, 3 years ago, it was somewhat more of a rare occurrence because, well, you had to enclose the shower, you had to run extra power for the steam generator, and you had to basically convince the hotelier or the architect who's working on the project that there was value in having a room that had a steam bath in it. And what we've done is we've went out and we've met personally with the specifiers and designers that work on hotels and also the owners of the big chains to show them the benefits of steam therapy. It's happened to be in a hotel room right now calling you because I am traveling right now, and I find that any time that I can go to a hotel and the hotel has either a steam bath in the suite or in the health club itself, I'm going to stay at that hotel 100% of the time over one down the street that doesn't offer those amenities. So we started out slow, and we've made some inroads with companies such as the Ritz-Carlton and Fairmont's, along with the Starwood Corporation, in particular with W Hotels. And we're starting to see a little bit more movement with hotels being open to putting in steam. I find, too, that the United States was a little behind the curve on this one compared to European countries and perhaps Asia and the Middle East, where the hammam and the steam sauna bath was a more common thing that they experienced on a daily basis. But we're pleased to find that over the last couple of years, we've had some deals where the St. Regis has put Mr. Steam in all the suites. We have a couple of Ritz-Carltons, both in the United States and also overseas, that are doing it. And we see this as a growing industry for us, an industry segment. It really comes down to, again, convincing the hoteliers that people, when they travel now, are looking for the same amenities that they have every day in their home.
Yes, and there are two aspects of this that I think are important for people listening who are interested in reaching the boomer and the older adults. One is working. People who are older adults are starting, when I say older adults here, I'm talking about 55 to up to 85. are actually starting businesses of their own in greater numbers than younger people. There's a lot of reasons for that. Some of it is the economy. Some of it is the realization of their own longevity. And some of it is a dream to fulfill. From this, they're doing more business travel than ever before. And there was a time that the woman business traveler was a focus. Now the boomer and older adult business traveler is a focus. But this business traveler is really of a different order than we're used to, because usually they're their own boss. Or if they are traveling for a firm in which they work, they're fairly high up on the food chain. And they very much are used to spas. They used to and need relaxation. And the relaxation response you get from a steam bath is important to them. And it is an interesting mixture of a five-minute vacation while they're traveling for business. The second is that boomers in general love experience. If I get one question, Dan, about how to market to a boomer today, the biggest question I get is how to use social networking, how to use Facebook, LinkedIn, even Twitter. And my answer is this. You have to have the consumer themselves use it for you. What you're really looking for in creating brand loyalty and a buzz is that there's a story that they can tell when they go to a hotel. And in Asia, when people are used to steam, as you said, perhaps there isn't as big a story. But for the American consumer going to a hotel and not used yet until things take off to steam, they have a great story to tell, and they will tell that story. They're going to tell that story on Twitter, on Facebook. They're going to tell it on their social groups. Oh, boy. We went to a hotel, and guess what? There was chromotherapy or aromatherapy, or there was steam in the steam room. And that's the best advertising that there is today. Now, let's get practical, though. Dan, these are mostly renovations, whether they're homes or hotels. Is that right?
Correct.
So in terms of cost effectiveness, what would the architect or the builder, the owner, the chain go through if they decide to make some changes like putting in a Mr. Steam?
Well, the key components that you would need to concern yourself with hooking up a Mr. Steam, let's say first in a hotel, would be plumbing. The unit requires water going into it, a steam line coming out of it going into the actual enclosure, and a drain. And then on the electrical side, it connects with 220 power. You have to have a completely enclosed area, so you need to get a steam door, which will go all the way up to the top of the ceiling and enclose the area in. And when constructing the steam room, there's generally a vapor-proof barrier that goes behind the tile to ensure that nothing affects the walls or the grout over time. And we generally refer people to, for ideas of construction, to the Tile Council of America's website, which is tileusa.com, which has a terrific illustration on how to properly construct a steam room. On the residential side, you typically, again, you have to concern yourself with plumbing. The steam bath itself is very adaptable. It's generally about the size of a briefcase. It's very small and compact. It can go in a adjacent closet to the shower. It can go in a basement. It could go in a heated attic. It could even go in a bench if you have yourself an access space. As long as you're within 60 feet, you're okay. Again, you have your water hookups, so you have your plumber involved with that. You have 220 power, so you need to make sure that you have suitable power in the house to do it. And in the end, you put in a steam door, and it's always highly advisable to have a bench to sit down on, although we do sell flip-down shower seats for those who can't put in a bench. I would say that the better enjoyed steam baths incorporate a bench to sit on, too.
Now, you will all be able to see some examples of this and on our website, which will be foreverbath.com. And we will also answer your questions for those of you who are able to email us at Adrian Berg, A-D-R-I-A-N-E-B-E-R-G, at msn.com. And if there are technical questions, Mr. Steem is very involved with the American Institute of Architects. As you know, the National Home Builders Association has a CAPS program, certifications for people who want to build aging-in-place universal design or inclusive design. In the Forever Bathroom, you will see the Mr. Steem Flip seat that you just talked about, which holds 250 pounds. You will see the way a steam, as you say, the size of a briefcase, a steam unit has been installed, and really how unobtrusive it is. And you'll get a really good view of at least 20 or 30 features of a typical forever bathroom, meaning the kind of bathroom that once renovated and installed can be used by people who are 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, and on and on and on, both in the home and in, as part of a hotel accommodation. So you get a real view of how this can look without universal design ever looking clinical or institutional, because this is a real combination of spa relaxation, water conservation, and great design. And before we leave, Dan, I know that you have a personal mission that does have to do with self-care when it comes to using the steam, water conservation, and so on. Would you like to just finish with that?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting this morning, too. I was reading the New York Times, and there was an interview with the actress Laura Linney on their blog magazine. And they asked her what she does for beauty tips, and her answer was, what are my beauty tips? I think I'm more into skincare than makeup. I get into a steam room whenever I can. On our website, which is MrSteem.com, we have a steam therapy section, which is devoted to a consumer's different aspects of their life. We talk about the active you, the overworked you, the holistic you, the beautiful you, and most importantly, the balance of you. And each of these portals gives you access to unlimited amounts of information. How steam can help, for instance, your workout routine, how steam can help relieve stress, how steam is good for your skin. And I think the thing that we've found since we've introduced this is the amount of information that's out there is slowly starting to seep into the public awareness, and we're realizing even in hard times with the last couple of years, with the economy being as slow as it was, distinct interest in this product. And the great thing about steam is it can be incorporated into any shower. It doesn't have to be a special room. When you use it, it's there. When you're done, you turn the cold water on your shower and it dissipates in 10 seconds and stays invisible for the rest of the time. But it truly is, as you said at the beginning of the intro for the show, a 10-minute vacation in your own home. People are stressed for time today. They have to do more things, and perhaps you don't necessarily have the time to always go to a health club or a spa. You can bring this into your home. And as time goes on in the future, when you're traveling, you'll be able to experience it in your hotel room, too.
And one of the things that we do welcome is everybody to go to MrSteem.com, and if you do have questions, you'll see opportunities to ask them, to get involved with this whole movement toward preventive health issues. There's a lot of information about how this can prevent and help. And so there's so many things going on that we would normally, even 2 years ago, not call part of universal design, which we would think of perhaps as make sure the shower has no threshold or that it's barrier-free. We're way beyond that, way into the psyche of the consumer. And as a marketer, you can hear, just as Dan talks about things like skin care for yourself, beauty care for yourself, how much that could resonate with a consumer and how attractive it is to a traveler to understand that they may be able to take care of some of that in their own life, just in their own hotel room. So, Dan, thank you so much. This is the kind of thing and kind of a new focus that we would like to bring to designers and architects and builders and owners of in the hospitality industry.
Thank you, Adrian. And one last thing, too. As you mentioned, social media, Mr. Steam now has a Facebook page. And if you become a friend of Mr. Steam on our Facebook page, you will see daily little articles and little insights on the benefits of steam and also typical installations of steam rooms, both in hotels and homes around the United States and throughout the world.
So we're still in the education mode, and that's what we're trying to do right now. And again, I encourage you all to go both to the Facebook and friend Mr. Steam and also take a good look at MrSteam.com. Go to GenerationBold.com for more information on the Forever Bathroom as things get posted. And share. Share the information that you have and also share the questions that you have. Thank you again, Dan.
Thank you, Adrian. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.